Blog Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh, you guys already know, baby.
What's going on in here?
Dude, I don't know. Something's happening, and we're tripping, but it's not even a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Because it's your boy, Ketchup Blythe.
All day.
And, hey, doctor.
Yo, what's up, man?
I got a special song just for you, baby.
Just for me, dude?
It suits you, you know?
You didn't have to do that, but you were...
Yeah, this is me. Sing it to you.
See if it works. No, it ain't working. Hold on. These stupid ladies. Hold on, hold on. We got this. Oh my God. Missy! There we go.
Oh.
Taking some difficulties. We don't care because we G all day, man. You guys already know it's that doctor.
Oh, it's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's the doctor.
It's the doctor. Beep, beep, beep. Boom.
Doctor Shane, darling, Doctor Shane, thank you for all the joy and pain.
Cut it short.
That's enough of that.
I want to say something really quick. That was Wayne Newton. That's like the original Justin Bieber, you know?
That's the Wayne brain.
Oh, fix it now, Mickey, you stoop. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I hate Mickey. Stupid punk. Guys, we have a good show for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, despite what's happened in the past 5 minutes.
Despite what you just heard, I mean, cut your ears off because that didn't even happen.
Oh,
don't even
God.
Trip. That's why we pushed it back to 10 because, I mean, everything wrong's happening right now. I mean, you can't have a show. Like, things are always going to happen bad on shows, you know? Like, you can't always pull out a perfect 10, you feel me?
You sometimes, but not all the time.
Sometimes, but every time, you know? It's just it's weird. But I love that song. But tonight we have another Warped Tour band, guys. Cold 43. It's gonna
cold? They're pretty cold.
I'm going to let you guys know ahead of time. Right now, they're on a van, like, touring the country. So, like, we might have to be kind of bad, and we might have some drop calls, but we're doing it anyway, you know?
Because that's what we do. We don't F around. We're gangsters. We're thugs.
All day. And I want to let you guys in on a little secret. This is going to be at the end of the show. Tetra, play them on the beat. We're going to be rapping a song tonight. Like, no joke. We're rapping a song.
Yeah, like, I mean, we're covering it. It's not ours.
Yeah, it's not ours, but we're going to cover it. But, Tetra, you want to drop that beat for them?
Yeah, hang on, man.
Drop it. Oh!
What is this?
Tonight, it's going to happen, and we're going to rap to this song. Right here. Oh, you're not ready yet. You ain't ready yet.
I'm feeling that.
Cut it off. Ain't ready.
But not today. But not right now.
Not right now. Not today. I want to say something really quick to all the fans out there, all you lovely people. We are getting passes, VIP passes from bands on the Warped Tour. So all you fans out there that like the Warped Tour and whatnot, we have VIP passes that we get out in a couple weeks. So yeah, what's up with that? You guys should be excited.
Yeah, like, you guys should want these passes.
Like, no joke, they're really tight. Like, you get VIP pass, you don't have to wait in that long, stinky line. Cause, I mean, have you seen the people that go to Warped Tour? Like,
they stink. They're long.
They stink. They stink. They're filthy. I mean, but that's what Warped Tour is about. And then, what else? You get side stage passes. That's like, so let's say there's a giant mosh pit, right, Tetra? Everybody's getting all crazy.
Sometimes you like it, but, you know, it's just, you could avoid it.
There's a giant mosh pit in the middle of, in front of the stage, and you're like, you know, I don't want to do this today. So, side stage, you get to go on stage to the side. So basically, you're on stage with them, but you're to the side listening to them. You feel me?
But you're on the side of the stage. I can't stress that enough. You're on the side of it.
I can't stress it. And you get to watch people in the mosh pit, because mosh pits are just crazy, guys. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
You remember that one guy stepped on your face, and I launched him like 50 feet?
Dude, every day I pray to Jesus that I'm so happy that you saved me, because I would have been dead. You feel me?
He was wearing spiked cleats. I don't know why he'd wear that to a concert.
Wait, what did I wear?
No, the guy that was going to step on you.
What was he wearing?
Spiked cleats.
He was wearing spiked cleats.
A catcher's
like body thing and a catcher's mask, and he was flying through the air.
Yeah,
and
I don't
know. So I was just like, this dude needs to calm down, you know, because he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
But whatever. You know what happened.
It's whatever, guys.
What has it happened? I mean, not much you can do about it. Guys, school's almost out. It's almost done. Like, over forever.
Oh, my Jesus, guys.
Not really for me, but I'm going to announce tonight, guys, we're going to be moving this show, at least on my part, because, you know, me and Tetra, we do this show downtown Phoenix, you know?
Yeah.
But it's going to end, you know? We're going to
don't talk about that.
No.
The Waterworks.
The show, I know. Waterworks out of my butt. But the show is not ending. But the studio, we're selling it, man. It's going on the market. You feel me?
Yeah, Mickey and his family are going to move in here. They're going to tear it all apart, making masa, whatever they do.
They make masa with their toes, and they roll their tacos with their fingers, you know? But they're going to do that. No, but literally, we're going to sell the place.
Yeah.
And then I'm moving to Flagstaff, guys. Oh, my Lord. Snowing. Like, snowing, and we're doing the show. Like, me and Tetra, don't worry about how we're going to do it. We're not going to be in the same place, but don't worry about it, you know?
Yeah, don't even trip, baby.
Don't even trip, because we're going to have the shows still all the time in this downtown area, 100.7 FM. Hit that up all day. When you're in downtown, that's it, though.
Yeah.
If you're not in downtown, you won't pick
then
it up.
Then forget about it.
Forget about it. Go to blocktalkradio.com/TetraMiranda all day. Feel me?
Yeah.
It's cute stuff, man. You want to do this interview, man? Want to hit this up?
Hey, doctor, I think they might be calling me right now.
Oh, nice. Well, let's play this song, and you bring them on and brief them, homie.
Gotcha.
All right. Here we go, guys. This is the song. What's the song called, Tetra?
Let me see. It's called... yes, you know?
Justice. Hold on. I'm not doing them dirty like that. I wrote it down somewhere in the studio. What's the song called? Yes. That's what it's called. Hold on.
I don't know, man. All right? I'm only one man. I'm sorry.
I thought it was called Down On Me.
It's Down For Me. No. Dude, okay, hey, this is embarrassing, but not really.
But not really. Hold on.
It's Cold 43.
Cold. The band. The band's
it doesn't
Cold
even matter.
43 guys.
Because as long as Cold 43 is playing, you know it's a hit.
Exactly. Because they're really good. But hold on. Oh, It All Comes Back Down to Me. There you go.
Yes.
Boom. By Cold 43. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
I'm not afraid to die.
Tetra. Are we joined by Cold 43?
Hey, doctor, real quick, let me tell me something. Just got off the phone with them, right?
Yeah.
They're driving.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was like, maybe you guys should pull over, you know, because I don't want you guys to die.
Yeah.
So right now, park in the car, going to hook up some speakers into the phone.
Uh-huh.
They're going to give us a call back in, like, 3 minutes.
Ooh, that's what's up.
So.
I'm just kidding. I want to do them really quick, guys. My grandma, let me tell you a little story, okay? Can I tell you
she
a story
sucks.
Real quick? She is morbidly obese, and no. Seriously, let me tell you a little story, okay?
But your grandma, crazy grandma?
My crazy grandma, right?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So my grandpa disappeared, right? Just hear me out the story. My grandpa disappears, and I'm like, where's my grandpa? Anyway,
okay.
So my grandma's making spaghetti one night.
No.
I'm like, yum, this spaghetti is delish, G-Ma.
Yum.
She's like, I know, I made it, and it's fresh ingredients.
Mm.
And I'm like, what did you put in it? Your grandpa! She stabbed me 20 times. Let me tell you another funny story. My other grandma, the one that doesn't speak good English.
Oh, Grandma Lupe.
Yeah, you remember Grandma Lupe?
Yeah.
Anyway, she was doing some magic spell in her backyard, right?
She was doing sana sana, galita galana.
She was doing sana sana cristiana on a rana. It's like a frog or something. I don't know. That's a stupid chant. Rudy's grandma said it. But anyway, okay, let me get back to this. So I walk in the kitchen, right?
Okay.
And I sit down because I walk in. Okay. I walk in the door, right? And she's sitting at the table.
Yeah.
She looks at me and said, what's wrong, son? And I just keep walking past her, right?
Okay.
And she's like, hey, get over here.
Oh, dang.
So I sit next to her, and I'm like, Grandma, what do you want? I have, like, so many tests I got to do, and I have to clip my toenails. I got to, like, you know, shave the chest hairs.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Like, don't you be telling me those kind of things, Jorge. And I'm like, my name's not even a Jorge, Stope. And then she's like, well, that's your birth name. Your name's not even Tyler. You know, I bust out in tears. I'm crying all over the place. I'm a nervous wreck. I go to the coffee machine we have in my house, and I pour myself a hot cup of Joe. And
yeah.
I'm like, tell me my name's not Tyler. Tell me it's not Tyler. She's all, your name's not Tyler. I throw the coffee in her face. And I walk away, and I'm like, yeah, what's up now? And I look at her, and her face is like a melted mess. And she's all tore up about it. She's crying everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought. And anyway, that night I go to sleep, and that disfigured face comes in my room, and she's like staring at me. And it's super creepy, too, because her eyes turn red.
Okay.
So I'm just like, you know, what the heck is that beast staring at me?
So
I wake up, and I stab her. You know, it turns out it's not even my grandma. It's a ghost. And
oh,
I'm like,
God.
I'm like, whoa, I just saved the day, you know? You got any stories like that, Tetra?
Do I got stories like that? Dang. Let me tap into the memory bank real quick.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's this one time, right? I'm just chilling in the house, right? Like a mouse.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my brother walks in. And I'm like, oh, what's up, bro? And he's like, what? And I'm like, hey. I said, what's up? And he's like, dude, don't even talk to me. So, I don't know. I'm pissed because Patrick just got effed up on SpongeBob. So, like, hey, stupid. I jump up, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I could say, hey, punk. I said, what's up? You say hi to me. And real quick, let me end the story because Moses is calling.
Oh, finish the story. Pick up Moses.
All right, man.
Guys, I really hope this works. This band's really cool. I mean, they have a tight, legit story, like, no joke. It's really inspiring. Well, it's not like you're going to cry your eyes out, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I don't know how to explain it. It's like something that you want to do. Like, let's pretend you and your friends want to make a band, and, you know, you just start going to all these random shows, and you start doing stuff, and that's kind of like what the story is here. Like, they just started out trying to get their name out. And
funny story, doctor.
Yo, what's up, man?
Reception's going to shit.
The what?
The reception for them is going out.
Is going out?
Yeah.
See, that's what happens, man, when you call on a van. We might have to pull a lion eyes on these dudes, like, do it tomorrow, you know?
But we might just give them a second chance when they call back.
Oh, we could.
Because they called.
All right,
they're calling again.
See, that's another problem, guys. I really don't like to do interviews. I told this to Jim. Jim's being a little punk right now. You know, I got to give him a few slaps, you know, because I can beat him up.
Doctor.
What's up,
oh,
man?
Justice.
Oh, we got him?
We got him.
Hey, how you doing, Moses?
We're doing pretty good. How about yourself?
We're doing good, man. We're just glad to have you guys finally on.
Dude, I know, right?
Yeah.
This reception, I don't know, there's tornadoes everywhere out here. We're in the Midwest in Missouri.
Nope.
There's literally tornadoes?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's not safe to drive into a tornado. I don't know much about the weather, but...
Yeah, totally. All right, so what are you guys doing right now? You guys are gonna, you guys touring or what?
Yeah, we're on tour right now. We're just driving down through Missouri on our way to Oklahoma right now.
Ooh, that's nice. That's nice. All right, so for all the people out there that don't really know that much about Cold 43, or as I like to call it, C43.
Right.
Yeah, CF3. My bad.
Yep.
CF3. How did you guys get started? Like, how did you guys do this? You know.
Oh, we basically started like most bands, just in the garage, you know, did it for fun, and then we realized one day we weren't too good at school and couldn't get jobs. we actually realized that when we were in seventh grade. And we basically put the band together, and you know, decided to take it serious and you know try to make it to the next level.
Yeah.
And you know, here we are, you know.
Totally.
Yeah, good stuff. The name, Cold 43, where did that come from?
Well, basically, in a nutshell, there were three of us when we'd practice, and we'd go by Cold 40s prior to practice, so Cold 43. Alcohol reference.
Yeah, totally. We get it.
You guys like 40s?
Oh, do I? Good.
I said, do you guys like 40s?
Hey, we do it from time to time.
You know, the funny thing is that sometimes when you go to these other states, people don't know what 40 ounces are. And
really?
it's just like delicious malt liquor beer in a giant bottle.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like Christmas every day.
That's right.
So, like, you guys have a pretty interesting story. I mean, Jim told us about it. Can you guys tell us a little about it? Because I heard, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but Jim told me that you guys, like, went to, like, shows and you, like, passed out your CDs and stuff. And, like legitimately, like, you had, like, earphones and you, like, played it to, like, the fans and stuff. Did that really happen?
Yeah. Well, what we did was, I mean, we figured we weren't, you know, if you're, like, a small band, it's really hard to book at all these places, House of Blues throughout the country. It's just no one really wants to book you unless you're, like, a, you know, a big band. So we kind of had the idea of, like, well, you know, let's go follow these big tours and, you know, put some headphones on these kids and see what they think. And, you know, we started doing that in 2009. And, you know, it was a success. People were, you know, catching on, listening, liking it, giving us good feedback. And so we followed the Warped Tour in 2009, you know, right?
Yeah.
And the thing about that, too, and we did that all throughout the summer. And then in August... Well, Warped Tour ended in Los Angeles, and then basically we turned right back around, headed to Kansas City in 2 days, and followed Blink-182 on their tour through the West Coast, down through the Southwest, into Alabama, and then back home. So we pretty much did, what do you think, Ricky James? We did like four, like how many miles do you think we did? Like, I mean, we did like 2 million miles. Yeah, we did like, at least we had to have done easily like 15,000 miles in 3 months.
That's a lot of gas.
Well, that was good. It
a
was
lot of gas
yeah.
money.
Well, we had a little pickup truck. It's funny because we had a little pickup truck, one of those little four-cylinder... four-cylinder cars, and we looked like gardeners, you know. So the gas wasn't too bad. We were getting, like, you know, $40. We were getting about 300 miles, you know, to $40. So
yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
Totally.
That's pretty cool. You guys said you're following for World Tour 2009, and now you're going to be on it. For 2011.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the work, the hard work paid off. I mean, things didn't go unnoticed. You know, you saw these three Mexican kids out there, you know, in the rain. I mean, we were in the sun. We were out there from morning till it was like the last person left. I mean, we wanted to reach out to everybody as much as we could. I mean, we really believed in our music and we wanted everyone to, you know, hear it out and check it out. And, you know, all the work, like I said, it seems like it's paying off. You know, slowly but surely.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we're getting emails now into the studio right now. They're saying they really dig your guys' stuff. So, right quick before I ask another question, where can they contact you guys at? Your guys' website, right?
Oh, yeah. We have we've been using Facebook a lot lately.
Yeah.
Just facebook.com/cold43. We got myspace.com/cold43. We got Reverb Nation, you know.
If you
Google the name, everything will pop out.
Yeah, totally. Cool.
Even things we don't want to pop out.
Even our criminal records.
Yeah. So put the moderate Facebook on.
Yeah, you porn too. We're youporn.com.
Are you off?
Wait, have you guys heard of what is that website
is
called?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of that website called isanyoneup.com?
No, we haven't.
No, what is that?
So look it up.
We're gonna do it right after we're done with you guys. We're gonna look it up.
Yeah.
And if I die, you know.
It's actually a band thing too, which is kind of funny, but you'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
If we get the Ring video pop up on our computer,
I'm going to start shooting people. I'm not kidding.
It's going to be Ricky James' grandmother undressing.
Four guys, one band.
No, it's what it is.
Four guys, one cup.
It's one band, one cup.
All right, so the fans know now where to go. So another question I had, where what do you guys listen to? Like, what do you guys draw your inspirations from?
Oh, man. Well, me, Moses, I listen to anything from honestly, I have a variety of music. I listen to anything from like the Beatles to like, you know, Lil Wayne. You know, these guys listen to other things. What do you guys listen to?
Death metal, Hesher.
The Misfits.
Yeah.
Death metal, Misfits, you know, they're everything pretty much.
That's good.
We like techno.
Death metal.
This is Matt the Machete here. It's not cool to promote your side projects, but I'm actually in a Morrissey cover band as well. If you guys are into it, I'd like to give you a little sample of it. I'm the lead singer.
Do it.
Okay, do it.
Right, here we go. It's just going to be the first line of How Soon Is Now. We all know that song, right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I am the sun and the air. Yeah, that's all you get. You got to go to my show.
Oh, what a tease. You know, I was enjoying that.
All right.
And then just, man.
I'll be opening up for Celine Dion when she's in Vegas pretty soon. So we'll see you there, guys.
Good stuff.
Sure. All right.
Can you imagine that? A Morrissey cover band with a bunch of Heshers.
I personally will love that. You know, I'm into that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
It's going to look like Rammstein.
All right, so we're kind of low on time, like with stuff and whatnot. So we're going to get you on this last question. This is what we ask everybody. So you better step it up right here. What advice do you guys have? Because, I mean, you guys did it. You guys went through all this crap, you know, with, like, doing all this stuff. What advice do you guys have for the bands that are trying to do the same thing that, like, you guys do?
You got to go. You got to call this number, 666. No, I'm joking. No, I'm joking. No, honestly, it's just how determined you are. You know, you can't give up. It's not always going to be easy. Best advice I can give you is from people that, you know, I've passed down information to me from, you know, from like Kevin Lyman, from people in the industry that, you know, have helped us out. It's just, you gotta tour. You gotta spread the word. You know, you can only do so much with this internet stuff, you know, this Facebook, but it's nothing beats actually going out there, you know, face to face interaction with someone and leaving an impression for the rest of their lives, you know? You know, everyone can do the MySpace thing, but yeah, you gotta tour. If you can't find somewhere to play shows, I mean, just go out there in downtown and you know, in the little strips, you know, each city has it. Play with your guitar. I mean, we've done it all. I mean, we've done everything. When there's times where we don't have shows, I mean, we get out there and we go to Hot Topic at the malls. They're very friendly with that kind of stuff. Just go in there and be like, look, we're a band. We just want to spread the word. They'll help you out. You'll be surprised. People help you out there. And you know, you'll eventually, you know, make it through. You just got to be patient.
Totally.
Don't let people that say no deter you from pursuing your dreams, man. We've heard no more than we've heard yes, guaranteed. And if we would have stopped every time someone said we couldn't do it.
I heard no last night in the bedroom. And I kept saying yes. Yeah, but no. But that's basically it. You just, you know, keep going. I mean, like I said, if you would have asked me 2.5 years ago that I would be playing the whole Warped Tour, I would have laughed at you and probably shit myself. I don't know.
All right. All All right, man. So we're excited to see you guys at Warped Tour. I'm sure all these people that are excited to see it, man. It's a good story. Thanks for joining us, man.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good night.
No problem.
You too, man. Don't hit any tornadoes driving.
No problem. All right.
Okay, that was good stuff.
Dude,
I like that.
When I picture them, I picture like legitly, like if me and you had a band, we'd be crazy like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like
I wouldn't drink 40s.
Yeah, totally, dude. Like, no joke. But that's good stuff. I'm glad we had them on.
That was fun.
They're the most, I think I'd have to say, the most, like, not inspirational, but, like they made it, you know? Because, like...
Yeah, because they how they said they just follow people or whatever?
They followed Blink-182, they followed the Warped Tour, and they just, like, I've seen videos, Jim showed me. They, like, they go in, like, lines. Like, people, you know how they wait in lines for, like, the show?
Yeah,
they just go up to random people, and they're like, hey, put these headphones on. You like it? Buy our CD, you know? It's, like, super simple.
Totally.
Good stuff, man. I want to do this song. You want to do this song?
Right now, we got 3 minutes left.
Let's do it, man.
Oh, all right.
Guys, get ready for this. This is going to be beautiful.
Dude,
it's not going to be perfect, but...
Real quick, guys. I want you to tune in on Doctor's Pie, because he's a freaking beast. Set out there.
Oh, my God. Now you put the pressure on me.
Hey, you want me to start it up?
Let's go.
All right, man.
What?
So, you know, I don't understand how people can laugh and they're not even invited. They're just chilling outside, you know what I'm saying? Yellow mom, chick. Yellow fall, bitches. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top, mister. Yeah, yeah. Look like a toothpick. I get what you get in 10 years. In 2 days, the ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She waxed it all off, Mr. Miyagi, and then suicide doors, Kyokai, look at me now,
oh,
dang,
I'm getting paper,
look at me now,
oh,
look at me now, yeah, what, fresher than
me, hey, yo, Breezy, let me show you how to get the dice rolling when you do that thing over there, homie,
oh, okay, do what you do, baby,
aye, what happened to the beat, yo?
Dude, really quick, I gotta say